Yeshiva Yisraeliyot Torah of Baltimore is proud to present a series of insights into the weekly Parsha by Rabbi Tzvi Good Menahel. This week's shiur on Parshat Tzav is a special Purim edition of the shiur entitled Purim, Removing the Mask, and is the 38th shiur in the series. It was delivered Monday night, March 14th, 2011, Tes Adar Beis, Tav Shin Ayin Aleph. We hope you enjoy.
Purim. The question we need to ask is, the Gemara says in Megillah and Dav Zayin, perhaps one of the most famous Gemaras related to Purim. Mechayiv inish lebesumi b'puri ad lo yoda bein orer hom lebaruch Mordechai. A Yid has a din, a chiyuv, to become so shik or so drunk that he doesn't know the difference between orer hom and baruch Mordechai. Aside from all the questions that the Paiskim ask on this halacha, whether it's nogeya, not nogeya, but we have to understand in Chazal themselves, what did Chazal want? What is this inyan that a person should get so shikr, that he should push it, lose his mind, that he can't make the distinction between the most simplest of things, between the evil and between the good? And in order to understand this, I'd like to begin with the Nusach of Al-Hanisim. Simply enough, Chazal say that by Homin, Hefarta es atzoso, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was made for his Eitzah, he destroyed his Eitzah to kill the Jews. Fikikalta es machshavtoi. And his Mekalpel, again, he destroyed, he ruined his machshav. We know that Chazal are medakdek b'lishoyna. And therefore, we need to ask, what's the difference between his Eitzah and his machshav? Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed his plan, simply enough. Why did Chazal have to say it twice? A double lashon. First his Eitzah was gone, then his machshav is gone. What's the chilik? And the truth is, in Tehillim, we find such a distinction between Eitzah and machshav. The Pasuk says, Hashem hefer atzos goyim, that he destroys the Eitzah of the goyim, heini machshavos amim, and he takes away again, he ruins the machshav of the nations. Atzos Hashem le'olam tamoy, the Eitz of Hashem always stands. Machshavos libo v'dor v'dor. His machshava from generation, the machshava of his heart from generation to generation. What's the chilik between Eitzah and machshava? So the Malbim says that Eitzah is the tachlis, Eitzah is the objective, the goal. Machshav is the tachbulos. They're the means to arrive at that end. Eitzah is what we're striving for. Machshava is the way to go about and do it. So now let's look back at Haman. Haman had an Eitzah, and he had a Machshava. What was his Eitzah, and what was his Machshava? Well, we know that Haman is a Malek. And therefore, to understand the Eitzah of a Malek, we need to look in the Chumash. And the Chumash tells us, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, Vayomer, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ki yod al keis ko, that the Ribbono Shel Olam's kisei, milchome la Hashem ba Malek medor dor. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to fight, so to speak, a milchome with a Malek from generation to generation. Chazal note that the Pasuk says, al keis and then al kisei. Why? Because the kisei of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his throne, will not be sholem until the nation of Amalek is destroyed. As long as there's Amalek in the world, there won't be the shlemus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. What does that mean? What does it mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't be sholem in the world without Amalek? What's the difference between Amalek and anybody else? Why does Amalek destroy or ruin the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be sholem ba'olam? What does it mean to be sholem ba'olam? We see from the juxtaposition of Psukim, from the Mida Keneged Mida, why Amalek arrived on the scene, that Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Is Hashem really here? By Mara, they didn't have water. And they said, is Hashem really here? Is he really amongst us? And then, v'yavo Amalek, then Amalek came. Amalek was a direct response to the Yidden's Shiloh. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu here? As Chazal say, So Parsha Zul Mikra Zeh, this Parsha of Amalek is next to the Pasuk, Ayesh Hashem B'kein Limayin. Leimer, Tomeni B'neichem, I'm always here. U'mezum L'chot Tzorcheichem. And you said, Hayesh Hashem B'kein Limayin? Chayichem. Shakel Bo B'noish Hacheschem. I'm going to show you I'm really here. The whole Shaila Bala Malik is the Kodesh Baruch Hu here. What does it mean the Kodesh Baruch Hu here? Of course he's here. What does it mean that Klai Sel Hashem, Yesh Hashem B'kein Limayin? And that Amalek is the response to that. Amalek is the epitome, is in flesh, that Hashem isn't here in the world. What does that mean? We see by Avram Avinu that when Avram Avinu sent Eliezer on his quest to find the Shidduch for Yitzchok, so he said to Eliezer, when Eliezer asked him, what if she won't come back with me? Should I bring him? Should I bring Yitzchok into a foreign land that he can leave Eretz Israel? So Avram said to him the following lashon. He said, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Eshel Lakanecha V'Beis Avi, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, the God of the heavens, who took me from my father's house, Meretzolatati V'Asher Dibali, V'Asher Nishbali, Leim Lezarecha Etenza Eretz Azois. Hashem was Elokei Hashemayim. When he spoke to me, when I left my father's house, he was Elokei Hashemayim. But in the Pasuk before, Avram said to Eliezer, V'Ashbiyecha B'Hashem Elokei Hashemayim V'Elokei Ha'aretz. When Avram Avinu is talking to Eliezer right now, as he's about to send Eliezer on his quest, he calls a Kodesh Baruch Hu Elokei Hashemayim V'Ha'aretz. But before, when I left my father's house, he was only Elokei Hashemayim. What's the difference? So Chazal say, Achshav Hu Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Ha'aretz. Why? Why is he Elokei Ha'aretz? He's always Elokei Hashemayim. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is he Elokei Ha'aretz? Is he in this land? Is he Birkei Beinu or not? What's the Nafkamina? How does Hashem become Birkei Beinu, that he's amongst it? Is that he's Elokei Ha'aretz? He's here? Say Chazal, Shehergalti B'Piv Habriyas. Because Avram Avinu made it so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was Rogel B'Piv Habriyas. Al-Kei Shelechachti B'Beis Ovi Ha'Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Ha'aretz. When he took me before, he was only Elokei Hashemayim, Elokei Ha'aretz. But why? Shelohoi Bo Ya'olam Makirim Bo. Because he wasn't seen amongst us. He's always there. He's creating everything. He's keeping everything going. The world wouldn't exist without him. But he's not Elokei Ha'aretz. He's not amongst us unless Makirim Bo. Ushmo L'Rogah Ba'aretz. The nafgamina between HaKadosh Baruch Hu between being Elokei Hashemayim only, and Elokei Ha'aretz also, is if he's recognized, he's Bekirbeinu. That's what it means to be Elokei Ha'aretz. And that was the Yidden Shaila. The Yidden Shaila was, as Hashem al Yishu Bekeinu, say, Elokei Ha'aretz, is he here? Is he no gay? Is he relevant? So on that came Amalek. Amalek is the statement that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Elokei Ha'aretz. That's their whole tachlis. The whole tachlis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Elokei Ha'aretz. He's not really here. He exists. He's not relevant. He's not playing a part in our life. That's Vayova HaMalek. And therefore we can understand that if Haman is a Malek, his tachlis, his Eitzah is to destroy the Musig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Ha'aretz, that he's Birkei Beinu. How does he do it? What's his tachbula? What's his machshava? How does Haman destroy the musig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Aretz, that he's Yesh Birkei Beinu? Well, it's nothing more than the Eitzah of Nimrod himself. What happened by Nimrod? Avraham Avinu was makir that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Not only was he makir, but he began to teach. He began to promulgate the idea. He began to be Marbitz Torah. He began, as Chazal say, that he made B'Pri Abriyas Hergalta B'Piv, that Kodesh Baruch Hu existed. What happened? Kivet Shegavon Leim B'Ra Yusuf. Since he showed them, he proved to them, he demonstrated to Nimrod and everyone who was on his side that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's no Geya, that he's Elokei Ha'aretz. Bikish HaMelech Lahargo. Nimrod wanted to kill him. What's the way to destroy the Musig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Ba'aretz? He's Birkei Beinu? Very simple. take out the yid. The yid is the statement that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. If you want to destroy the musig that a Kodesh Baruch is not b'kirbeinu, you chas v'sholem, rachmona litzlan, you destroy the yid. You look at Mein Kampf. You look at Hitler's book. What's the book? The book is destroy Klal Yisrael. Why? Because there's no God in the world by him. He wants to, rachmona litzlan, destroy God. He can't destroy God. What does that mean? God exists. God's making him exist. But he can destroy him in the world. If you can destroy the statement, the manifestation that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, that he's not Hergalta Bepiv anymore, that you can destroy the work of Avraham Avinu, then he's not Bekirbeinu. And therefore the whole struggle between Klal Yisrael and Haman, between Klal Yisrael and Amalek, is a very simple yet profound one. Not whether or not there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not the Shaila. The Shaila is irrelevant. Is he Bekirbeinu? And once a Klal Yisrael are said, Ayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Yimayim, V'yavo Amalek. Because that's what they said. They said, Kodesh Baruch is not here. He's not Nogeya. It's not Nogeya. That's Amalek. So now we understand what was Haman's Eitzah. His Eitzah was, the objective was to rid the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, he's not Nogeya. He's not relevant. He created it, but he's not playing a role. His Machshova is to destroy Klal Yisrael. The way to accomplish his Eitzah, his objective, is to remove Klal Yisrael. And therefore, in order for him to accomplish the task of Amalek, to finish the work that Amalek began, it's to destroy Klal Yisrael. Not to destroy Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael, to destroy Klal Yisrael because they are Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. They're made on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the way to get rid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, Rachman Litzlan, is to destroy Klal Yisrael. That's the Machshov. Now we have to go back to the Al HaNisim. And the Al HaNisim, as we said, state, Hefer Atzasoso V'Kyoko Machshavto. The first question we need to ask is, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu, if we see the chilek, like the Malbim said, the chilek between Eitz and Machshov, that Eitz is the objective, and Machshov is the means to accomplish that objective, what's the pshat that Chazal changed the Lashon, Hefer Atzasoso V'Kyoko Machshavto? Why wasn't it Kilko es Hatzoso? Kilko Machshavto? Hefer Hatzoso? Hefer Machshavto? What's Hefer Dafka by the Eitzah? And Kilko Dafka by the Machshova? Haman, his goal was to destroy Klal Yisrael. What happened to Maisa? Not one yid died. That's when the Talmidim came to Roshim ben Yochai, and they asked him, why is Klal Yisrael deserve the Gzeira? And first they said, Tzuz Achashverish, and that Roshim ben Yochai said that that would only be the Yid in Shushan. So they said to the Rebbe, why then? So he said, because they bowed to the Tzelem. So the Talmidim said, they only bowed to the Tzelem, it was only because out of fear. They didn't really bow to the, they didn't want to bow to the Tzelem, they didn't want to do it for the Zer. So Roshim ben Yochai said, so Kodesh Baruch Hu made a fear. He made him afraid. Nobody died. Haman's machshova was to destroy Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekalkel machshova. It didn't happen. He wanted something to happen. Didn't work. Kodesh Baruch Hu's mekalkel. But what's the pshat? He was mefer atzasa. Mefer has a different connotation. L'moshel. Rachmana Litzlan, a yid, could take his bris milah and be mefer es briso. What does it mean, Mefer es Briso? So Yitzchak Alevi, Yehuda Yitzchak Alevi, he understands in his Sefer, in his history Sefer, that he does, but that when he discusses by the Greeks, when Klal Yisrael was Mefer the Bris, what do? They undid their Bris. They pulled the Orla back on top of their Bris. It wasn't Pshat, they destroyed their Bris. They undid it. They reversed it to be Mefer, from Mashal, by Nedarim. A person could be Mefer the Neder, Matter the Neder. Matter the Neder gets a person out of the Neder. Mefer the Neder is Meikara. He's Mafkiat Meikara. He takes it away from the beginning. He reverses what he did. It's Keilu, nothing happened. Haman was Mekal. Kodesh Baruch was Mekalka Haman's Machshav. It didn't happen what he wanted to do. But when it came to the Eitzah, something completely different happened. Because his Eitzah was to destroy the Musig, there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world. That's what a Malik is. A Malik is a Kodesh Baruch doesn't count. He's not the gay, he's not relevant. What a Kodesh Baruch, what happened by Purim? It wasn't just Stam that Klai Yisrael came and they stopped Haman in his tracks. They reversed it. Kimu b'kimu mashikim l'kvar, what was the pshat? The Klai Yisrael said, I see a Kodesh Baruch in the world. It wasn't just that they stopped Haman from his evil plan. They brought a Kodesh Baruch into the world in a different way than he was before. They were mekabel the Torah ba'ava. Internally, they had a different musag, Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, and externally in their expression of the Kabbalah, which is the gay all of us. We're living in the Kabbalah of Klai Yisrael by Yemei Purim, by Achashverosh. Not by the Kabbalah by Matan Torah. So the pshat is that Haman was coming to have an Eitzah, to Mafkiah, to take Kodesh Baruch Hu's not in our midst, he's not relevant. The whole Maisa Purim reversed it. It was Mefer Etzasoso. It was a Hafura. It wasn't just a Kilko of the Eitzah. Things went in reverse. Exactly the opposite happened. Klai Yisrael had a different Akora, and Memela, the world had a different Akora. He reversed Haman's plans completely. And therefore, perhaps we can come back to those psukim in Tehillim and understand it in light of our original question. Original question was, what is the meaning of the mitzvah of Adalo Yoda? Why is that germane? Why is that so intrinsic to the day? So listen to Psukim. The Pasuk says, Hashem Heferat says, Goyim Heini Machshavas Amin. Kodesh Baruch Hu is made for their Eitzah and made for their Machshavah. Rabbis Machshavas Melev Ish, excuse me, Atis Hashem Le'olam Tamoid, Machshavas Libel Dor V'dor. In the first Pasuk, it's the Machshavah of man. Heini Machshavas Amin, it's man's Machshavah. In the second Pasuk, it's Machshavas Libel Dor V'dor, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Machshavah. We live with the understanding that our machshava makes a difference. Our tachbulas, our plans, our means, how we go about everything. That's why we spend so much time in it. That's why we have different plans. If it didn't matter, we wouldn't spend time. We wouldn't work at our plans. We wouldn't think of our plans. And therefore, we think they matter. They matter in the sense that they're going to make the difference. They're going to make the whatever we want to happen, happen. On Purim, we have a very unique opportunity. Because it's not just the Atzis Hashem Hisamot. It's not just the Eitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the objective is going to be achieved. But the Machshavas Libel Dor V'dor, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava. Meaning what? Meaning we perceive a difference between the Machshava of Haman and the Machshava of Mordechai. They're different Machshavas. Haman came to destroy. Mordechai came to save. How can you be more disparate than that? But when you're Adlo Yoda, and you don't know anymore the chilek between Orer Haman and Baruch Mordechai, machnish nafkamina. Doesn't make a difference anymore. Because it's not your machshava anymore. What happens is your machshava becomes melded into Kodesh Baruch Hu's machshava. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, whatever your machshava is, your machshava is to destroy, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make the Eitzah happen that way. Your machshava is to save, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make the Eitzah happen that way. And therefore, when a person is Adlo Yoda, when he can experience that depth of giving himself over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't have machshava anymore, then he can go ahead and take that step from machshavas amim, from the machshava of man, and give his machshava over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, what he sees is it's not just the Atis Hashem, it's not just the Eitzah from the Ribbono Shel, the machshava is also from the Ribbono Shel. But that's experiential. That's something we could talk about all day. When can we experience it? When can we experience that our machshava doesn't really make a difference? It's only in that moment of Purim when we can go ahead and be Adlo Yoda, we can come to such a level that we can't see the machshava one from the other anymore, and we can experience that not only the Eitzah is Hashem's, the machshava is Hashem's. And that's why the Al Nisim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mefer Etzasoso, he was Mefer, but he was not only that, it was the machshava. It was everything. everything by Haman, both his objective and his means. That's the Simcha of Purim. The Simcha of Purim is that it's the reversal of Haman itself. Bez Hashem is Baruch, and should be Zeicha to be Masik this on Purim, and Zeicha to have a Freilich on Purim.
This concludes the Shiur. For more information regarding Rabbi Good's other recorded Shiurim and lectures, or to sponsor a Shiur, please contact us at YesodiMedia@gmail.com. That's YesodiMedia@gmail.com. Or call 410-764-0510. Thank you.